you have a bell and you have a rope and you want the bell to ring, you have to pull the rope. And if your car's stuck in the mud, you ask somebody to give you a
push.
If you had a heavy suitcase and wanted to get it up the stairs, you might say, yesterday I, the suitcase up the stairs,
I pushed it up.
What, you what? I didn't hear you.
Pushed it.
And the child walking toward the butcher knife, you say, don't you dare even
touch it.
And you're sitting in your chair and there's a child here and the newspaper's on the other side of the room and you want it. You tell the child, go be the newspaper.
Go and bring it.
And to get 6 points in football, you have to get the ball over the line. What line? The call it a line of some sort. You get the ball across.
No, I don't know.
Goal?
Goal or line?
Today I, the ball. You throw me the ball, you expect me to
catch it.
And yesterday I
caught it.
You're walking down the street with somebody and you get way ahead. The other person sees you and says, wait. And you say, okay, I'll wait.
I'll wait a minute. Is that what you mean?
Or would you say wait on you or wait for you?
Oh, I'll wait for you.
For you. The child's been bad time and time again, and you've warned him. If he's bad once more, you're going to...
smack him.
But he's bad anyway. And so he says, oh, please, just give me... chance. What does he say? Please
give me a chance.
A man who's very pleasant, you might say he certainly is in good
spirits.
Or good, another way of saying good spirits would be he's in good. Good humor. Now, it's another word for funny. Humorous, so you might say he's in good
sport,
good humor, good.
Oh, good humor. Yeah.
Salesman knocks on the door and wants to sell you something, and you don't want to buy any, but he keeps talking and talking, and finally, you say to yourself, "I sure wish I could get
rid of him."
I think that about me. Today I write. Yesterday I. Today I write. Write a letter. Yesterday I
wrote a letter.
And you might say that there are many letters that I have
written.
After you write a letter, you put it in an envelope, and then you do what to the envelope?
Address.
You ask a question, you expect an
answer. Really?
The child learns something you don't want him to learn. He comes home and tells it. And you say, well, who?
Who taught you that?
And the child who tells everything he sees is he tells everything he sees. Everything is bad. See, the teacher leaves the room, and the teacher comes back. There's one child who tells the teacher everything that went on. That child is call him a tattle? Tattletale?
I don't know what to
do. Maybe you don't have a word for it. Probably don't. Today I